You are listening to John Diard's Life Spa, your premier source for health news and Ayurveda, where modern science meets ancient wisdom.
Hi, everybody. I'm Dr. John Diard, and welcome to the Life Spa podcast, where we prove the ancient medical wisdom of Ayurveda with modern science. And today, I want to take a deep dive into a very important Ayurvedic principle, your Ayurvedic body type. You know, we've had a free Ayurvedic body type quiz on our website at lifespa.com for decades. And it's an amazing questionnaire. What we do is really quite unique in the world of body type questionnaires. But we at LifeSpa just revamped our entire questionnaire. And what you actually get now is a 20-page readout, printout, that you can have that tells you every single thing about your body type. You know, maybe you're a Pitta body type and you're hot and fiery and competitive and driven. But are you Pitta mentally, emotionally, physically? What are the nuances with relationship to your body type? So that's what I want to dig into today in this podcast. I want to give you sort of an overview of why your body type is so important for us. So let's start at the beginning. There are three basic governing principles in nature. In Ayurveda, we call them Vata, Pitta, and Kapha. Vata is like air, means air, which is windy, like winter. It's cold and dry, like winter, right? We all know people who are cold and dry all the time, like winter. They're always putting on a jacket. They're always wearing a hat. Their hands and feet are always cold. They may have more Vata or winter governing principles in their body type. And then there's people on the other side of that spectrum who are like summer. They're hot and competitive and driven. They never wear a hat. They never wear a jacket. They don't throw the covers off. And they have a lot of natural summer heat qualities inside of them. And so they have more Pitta in their constitution. And then there's spring. And the spring is a rainy, muddy, congested time of the year. So people who have more spring or kapha, comes from the word cough or congestion or phlegm, it means that they're holding on to water more easily. They hold on to more earth and water. They're heavier set, easier going, sort of mellow. But they tend to gain weight easily, get a little more congested more easily. So these are the kapha body types because they have a lot more of the spring qualities inside of them. So I know there's four seasons, but in nature, we look at these governing principles from how we interact with nature, which is through the harvest, which was really the premise of my book, The Three-Season Diet, which was eating with the spring harvest, which is very austere, with the summer harvest, which is very prolific, and then a fall harvest for winter eating because winter is a dormant season. So there were three harvests, a spring, summer, and fall harvests, for the entire, you know, annual nutritional cycle, right? So each of those harvests provide us with foods that antidote the extreme of that season, right? So in the winter when it's cold and dry, you are going to be more vulnerable to getting more cold and more dry. So nature had a plan, which was to give you a harvest of nuts and seeds, like the squirrels are eating nuts and seeds, and they're higher fat and higher in oil, and they insulate you from the coldness and dryness of winter. Pretty simple, right? In the spring, when it's rainy and muddy and congested and allergy season, nature provides a harvest, which is the antidote to the tendency to become more congested or have spring allergies and those kinds of things. And that's in a very austere harvest in the spring. There's not a lot growing yet in the spring. It's too early for stuff to grow. There's bitter roots, which clean all the mucus off your intestinal tract. There's some spring greens, which are rich in chlorophyll to help fertilize your gut for the coming new stable of microbes for your gut that come from the soil that are actually getting warmed up from the sun that deliver kind of all these electrons driven into the electron transport chain to make energy and growth. And we feel more motivated to go do things in the spring. There's a whole new stable of bugs coming into the ground. There's a complete microbial surge in the spring that attaches to those foods and those roots and those plants of the spring. We eat them, we inoculate our gut in nature's new year. So the spring is a rainy, muddy time of the year. Nature's antidote was that very austere, sort of bitter root, kind of astringent and bitter harvest, right? So that's the beauty of the spring. It creates it's a perfect antidote. And then of course in the summer, when it's hot and, you know, we're tend to get overheated and sweat and sometimes get heat exhaustion, and there's nature's antidote to the extreme heat is to give us cooling green fruits and vegetables, green vegetables and lots of fruits, which are dramatically designed to cool the system down. So if you're a hot, fiery pitta body type and you're in the summer months, and let's say in a hot place, your body type would predispose you to getting out of balance during those summer months. And if you decided to eat a lot of pitta aggravating or overly heating foods during the summer months, you're going to stack those heating qualities of summer. That governing principle of pitta, of heat, is going to accumulate and eventually aggravate and cause inflammation, has the word flame in it, cause heartburn, has the word burn in it. It's going to create, make you more angry and irritable and throw pots and pans. And it could be bad if you overheat. You know, if you're a hot body type, a pitta body type, in a hot summer pitta season, eating hot, spicy food, right? You could stack that pitta and become aggravated. So for your body type, knowing that you're a summer body type, you're a pitta body type, you really want to take that grocery list from the summer list and eat all the foods on that grocery list to kind of antidote the extreme of that season. And at lifespa.com, we've got these grocery lists, which are really, really, really simple. You just take the grocery list, so this is the one for the summer we were just talking about. You print it out, just go to it's actually in the questionnaire. When you take the body type questionnaire, you get a free print out of this. And you circle the foods on the pitta grocery list that you like. Give yourself permission to eat more of those foods. And you've naturally adjusted your body type. You adjusted your diet for your individual body type needs, right? So it's really not complicated. But you gotta know your body type. You gotta know your strengths and weaknesses, where you really thrive. If you're a pitta body type, you're probably competitive and driven, and you're sort of a meso body type, where you're kind of not really skinny, not really big. You're sort of very muscular in nature, so then to be more athletic and things like that. But there's issues. You get inflamed, get overheated, and that's why you want to be careful of what you eat. A lot of people in the summer eat fermented foods like kombucha and fermented vegetables and wine and beer. And all these fermented foods like coffee and chocolate, these are all going to increase your heat. They might taste good, even barbecue, same kind of thing. They heat the body up. So it's important for us to realize that when you eat off of the summer grocery list, more of those foods are going to give you that antidote to the extreme of that season, which can actually be the aggravator for your individual constitution. So it's one of the reasons why it's so important, because we want to align our lifestyle with the natural cycles of nature. This is why the harvest in the summer is different than the harvest in the spring. The bugs on the plants in the spring are different than the bugs on the plant in the summer and in the fall. In fact, we have a completely different microbiome. If you were a hunter-gatherer and they tested them, they found that the hunter-gatherer bugs in the spring were completely different than the hunter-gatherer bugs in the fall. The ones in the fall were predominantly what are called bacteriodetes. They're anaerobic bacteria that help you get sugar, fruits and starches and grains and things like that out of your gut into your blood to give you more energy to, you know, store as fat, as insulation, as reserve fuel for the long winter months to come. In the spring, when there's nothing coming out of the ground, really, it's a very austere harvest. It's a really no-carb time of the year. If you try to find pasta and pizza coming out of the ground in the spring, you're not going to find any. It is the one time of the year that people fast and they eat less food. It's naturally calorie restrictive. And it's also a time where you're eating low to no carbohydrates. And the bugs in the gut, actually, in the hunter-gatherer guts, actually supported that with more bugs called actinobacteria, which get their energy from fat and fiber versus sugar, which we get in the summer. So we know historically that our bugs were supposed to change dramatically. In the soil it changes, inside of us it changes. But we're individuals. This body type comes from sort of our ethnicities almost, where, you know, different people who evolved in different parts of the planet, whether at the equator or in the north. People in the north and in Ireland, for example, think of those red, fiery Irish with the red hair and the freckles. That is heat. They had to muster the heat to antidote the freezing cold winds of the Atlantic during the winter months, right? So this is sort of like your ethnicity. And in the north, you got the body built up more heat. At the equator, people were thinner and smaller, and they were more vata in nature. And they had more winter qualities because it was so hot down there. They had to kind of adapt to that heat by having a sort of a naturally cooler system, or a vata body type. Not this big Viking body type in the equator. They would just melt. It'd be very difficult. So the body types sort of do come from our ethnicities. But if you have a lot of, let's say, spring qualities, a lot of kapha qualities, and you're eating mac and cheese and pizza every day. So let's say you're a body type that is kapha, a lot of spring, and you're eating mac and cheese and pizza, and you're also sedentary. Kapha body types are bigger. They're earth and water. That needs to move to feel, you know, stagnant water, you know, it doesn't do well. It has to move. Kapha body types, they must move. But if they choose not to move, they could become very stagnant and get congested and gain more weight. But nature said, well, in the spring, when you're more vulnerable to getting all that extra congestion, because it's a rainy, muddy time of the year, and if you're eating mac and cheese and pizza, which is not harvested in the spring, you're going to stack those kapha qualities, become more vulnerable to weight gain, congestion, allergies, colds, things like that, right? And your children start their life off just like nature's new year is the spring. Your children start their life until about 16 or 17, 18 years old. They're in the kapha time of their life. They're in the spring time of their life. They're in the mucus making time of their life. So if you're feeding them mac and cheese and pizza all the time as kids, they're in the kapha time of their life. You're giving them kapha aggravating congestive foods. God forbid it's the springtime in the kapha-making, mucus-making season, in a mucus-making body type, eating mucus-making food. No wonder they get colds and ear tubes and all of that, right? Because we didn't adjust and align ourselves with the natural cycles of nature. And that's why you would take, in that situation, you would take your spring grocery list, which is the green one, circle all the foods on there that you like, give you and your kids permission to eat more of those foods. It's like super simple. But if you don't know your body type, then you kind of don't really know where your strengths and weaknesses are, right? So this is an important piece of the puzzle. If you're a vata body type, a winter body type, cold and dry body type, and you're eating cold ice cream and frozen berry shakes and smoothies, right? You're a cold person in a cold season, eating super cold frozen food. That's going to make you even more cold. But nature's harvest was in the fall, nuts and seeds and grains. And in the winter, you're going to hunt more. If you're not a vegetarian, that's when you would hunt. I mean, every culture on the planet, traditional culture, whether it be Native Americans or even the Polynesians, they had periods of food restriction. It was decreed that you're not allowed to eat or overhunt in this particular season, because they knew if you're killing all the animals or hunting during the summer months, when you can't eat the food out of your garden fast enough, come winter, you're going to have overhunted and there'll be nothing for you to hunt. You could starve to death. And many cultures did starve to death and went extinct because of exactly that. So it is an understanding that we have to align ourselves with nature. So the fats from hunting in the winter would give insulation, and the nuts and seeds would give insulation, and a deep, deep protein rejuvenative time of the year. It's that dormant rebuild time of the year, which is so critically important. So, and also just understanding your body type understands you, like, why am I so competitive and driven? Why am I so like mellow and I don't really want to fight this battle? Why do I love talking to people? You know, why am I sort of fearful? You know, the Vata types are highly sensitive, super radar, feel everything. You know, they're the artists who are writing the beautiful art on the cave walls in the ancient times. They were the scouts who could perceive danger because they were so aware. They could sense better than the Kapha body type, which is sort of earthy and heavy and wanted to sit by the fire and tell stories and sing songs and have community and bring people together, which is like just as important to have that community, as we're now finding it's one of the keys to longevity, as it is to have a scout who feels everything, or an artist who can, you know, record and make beautiful art and also support the community from a different perspective than the Kapha, who just want to gather together with people and talk and communicate and share stories. We're all different. And then the Pitta body types are the ones who are just not satisfied with drawing paintings on the wall, not satisfied by sitting in front of the fire and chatting and talking and singing songs. They want to build a new cave. They want to build a deck and a window, they want to build a whole bigger room in the next door, and they want to change things. And if it wasn't for that Pitta fire energy, we probably wouldn't have changed things. So those are the sort of the qualities. Now here's the cool part. Every single one of us have a little bit of everything. Everybody's got a little Vata, everybody got a little Pitta, everybody got a little Kapha, everybody got a little winter, summer, and spring. If you don't like the words Vata, Pitta, Kapha, Vata means air, winter, Pitta means fire, summer, and Kapha means earth and water, congestion, which means spring, right? So there's the three principles. If you don't like them, just think of winter. Am I cold all the time like winter? Am I hot all the time like summer? Am I tend to be more congested and sort of easygoing and calm like the spring, which is really calm time of the year? So there you have it. Those are your three body types. Now you could have a little bit of all three in balance, which would be your tri-doshic body type. You're a little bit of all three. You could have more of Vata and Pitta. You could have more of Pitta and Kapha. You could have more of Vata and Kapha, and you'd be what we call a bi body type, where you have Vata Kapha, or your Pitta Vata, or Pitta Kapha. And the body type questionnaire gives you information specifically about that. And in our new questionnaire, you're literally going to get a 20-page printout that tells you everything you'd ever want to know about your body type, which is kind of really cool. And I do invite you to take the quiz, and it's free. Take the questionnaire every 6 months, because there's something we call Deha body type, or your current body type. You know, like 3 years ago, I was my three-year-old before person. But now, 3-4 years later, I'm getting different aches and pains. I've sort of mellowed out a little bit. As we age, we start to sort of morph a little bit, right? When you're 20 and then you're 60, it's a different animal. And you're not going to be the same necessarily qualities. Your overall body type might be the same, but this is what makes our body type questionnaire so unique. We actually give you the profiles. We give you a body type result, Vata, Pitta, Kapha, winter, summer, spring, for your mental qualities, for your emotional qualities, for your behavioral qualities, for your fitness type, what kind of fitness person are you, and also your physical tendencies. So then you say, okay, I'm overall Pitta Kapha, me, I'm Pitta Kapha. That's my general thing. I was Pitta Kapha when I was 20, and I'm 69 now, I'm Pitta Kapha still, right? But I'm a little more Vata because I'm going into my Vata time of my life too. So let's say your overall body type questionnaire said you were mostly Pitta Kapha. Say I was like 10 Vata, 25 questions were answered as Pitta, and 20 questions were answered as Kapha. So I'm 25, 20 Pitta Kapha, and 10 Vata. Okay. But then And that pitta kapha means I'm competitive, not really competitive, but I am driven. You know, we raised six kids, a business and all that. That kapha that I have, and actually lately when I take the course, I am way more kapha than I used to be. But that kapha tends to kind of make you really mellow and easygoing, you know, and it's a really nice buffer for the fire, you know, it's really nice. So you get to look at that and you say, well, mentally, what you want to see is I'm pitta kapha overall. I want to be pitta kapha mentally. I want to be pitta kapha emotionally. I want to be pitta kapha behaviorally. I want to be pitta kapha fitness and pitta kapha physical. That means I am a true pitta kapha. But what if I was pitta kapha overall, but let's say my emotional body type was really high vata, like 10 vata over here, and just like 2 pitta and 2 kapha. Clearly, my emotional profile, my emotional body type is vata, and that can explain my anxiety. Let's say it was emotional vata in my mental problem. That could explain why I don't sleep at night, because I can't turn my mind off. You see what I mean? Having your profiles delineated for you is such a boost of information to help explain why you are the way you are. And if all of a sudden you start getting more angry and you never were that way, your profile is going to tell you what's going on there. And then you can tweak that profile with lifestyle and diet and exercise and things to do to bring that back into balance. So this is what makes our body type questionnaire. And it's always been the profiles, but we've just taken a deeper dive and really amped that up and really blew them up so you can really get a deep understanding of your overall body type and each of the profiles and what to do about it. Your mental profile, for example, gives you information about how you think and process information. The behavioral tells you how you act and interact with others. The emotional tells you how you feel and express your emotions. The physical talks about your physical characteristics, sort of what you look like, which really means the least of any of them, really. And many body type questionnaires are almost all about your physical, which just is what you look like, really. And it's not that useful of a tool. And your fitness profile tells you more about how you exercise, which gives you insight into what sport might be the best to balance your body type, right? Let's say you're a fiery, competitive, driven body type, and you're always so competitive and competitive and competitive, and you like playing tennis and individual sports, and you just have competitive issues. You just get addicted to that competition. Many people are like that. Well, if they would just go on a team where they had to pass the ball, it would be such a better experience for them, doing things that are going to not necessarily be the thing you're the best at, but the thing that balances you. That's kind of a really important piece of it. And we dive into that in the printout. So you get an understanding, okay, this might be a better choice for you instead of just being, you know, the racquetball champion of the world, where you're just hitting the ball 90 miles an hour from competitive in a hot place, sweating like you know, crazy. But what about, you know, passing the ball and something like where you could, you know, play, you know, intramurals with non-competitive sports that are team-based, where you really have the camaraderie. Maybe play softball teams where you're just hitting a ball and jogging around. Not that competitive and driven where it's just you fighting the battle, all the weight on your shoulders kind of a thing. So those are what the profiles are. And then in the questionnaire, you get a whole list of 20 pages about your optimal nutrition, seasonal eating guidelines tailored to your type, grounding practices, specific yoga, breathing, and meditation practices for your type, herbal support, what herbs are best for your individual body type, and what season they're going to be best for you in, what routine, daily routine, sleeping, what to eat, when to eat, how to eat, all that, again, specifically for your individual constitution, seasonal cleansing, when the best time to cleanse, what type of cleanse is best for you, and then, of course, we highly recommend that you take the questionnaire on a regular basis, because you kind of keep, it's fun, and you get a really nice printout. Like I said, it's completely free. I invite you all to check out our brand new, complete, comprehensive Ayurvedic body type. And what's really neat too, like kind of a really cool thing, is you'll see, and we'll put a picture up on this video, of the archetypes. We've got these beautiful pictures There are archetypes for each body type. So for your body type, you can actually get a little card that is a picture of you and kind of a highlight of your strengths and talents that sort of make you up. And it's kind of cool. It's sort of like your personal image of your personal body type. It's kind of fun. The pictures are amazing. People have fallen in love with them. So you'll probably want to take a look at that and see what beautiful picture archetype you are for your individual body type. Remember, in Ayurveda, life, Veda is truth and the science of that life, how to live in harmony with the natural cycles of nature. And if you don't know what your nature is, it becomes a little more difficult to align your body type with those rhythms of nature specifically. Because like I said, if from the ethnic point of view, we've all been propped up and taken out and stuck somewhere else on the planet, which wasn't so great for our constitution. You take someone from the equator and you put them in Vermont in January, they're not going to like it. You put, you know, some big Norwegian, heavy, big person and you put them in the equator, they're not going to handle that heat very well. So we have been sort of uprooted, and now this information becomes almost more important than ever before, because now we can tailor make a lifestyle no matter where you live on the planet. Because that's cool about Ayurveda, is that no matter where you live on the planet, the diet and the harvest in that local area is perfect for your type. You would just eat a little more or a little less of this, perform a little more of these type of activities, a little less of that, and those kinds of things. So once again, go to lifespa.com, click on our body type quiz. There'll be a link in the notes here where you can just click and go right to the quiz. Check it out. Let us know what you think about it. It's brand new. You're going to love the printout. Like I said, it's all free. So check it out at lifespa.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Dr. John Dillard. Hi, everybody. I just want to take a minute and tell you what we do here at lifespa.com. You know, I've been in practice now for 40 years, 38 of them have been practicing Ayurvedic medicine full time. For the last 20 years, I've been writing articles and doing videos on the ancient medical wisdom of Ayurveda with the modern science. You know, if something's been around for 1,000 years, still practiced today, and you have modern science to prove it, boy, I really feel like that's something we should all be taking a look at. And that's what we do at lifespa.com. And all that information is for free. So just go to lifespa.com and search in your health topic, and you'll get the information, the article that you need, hopefully that will help you. While you're there, check out our Ayurvedic store. You can get there through lifespa.com or go to store.lifespa.com. And there we have all of our organic Ayurvedic herbs, organic skincare line, more books, tapes, knowledge that we give you is all there at our store. All of our cleansing kits are there in our store. All of our herbs are whole herbs with the natural occurring microbiome, the way it came out of the soil. And that's critically important, because if I took the bugs out of you, you'd be completely different. We take the bugs away from a plant, like sterilizing and making an extract or spraying your food with pesticides, you lose significant benefit of that plant. And that's why we use the whole plant with the natural occurring microbiome. So check us out, learn more about what we're doing here at lifespa.com, and we'll see you again.
This recording is brought to you by LifeSpa, where ancient Ayurvedic wisdom meets modern science. Get access to free health video newsletters by Dr. John at lifespa.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.